Hey everybody, welcome to Agents Unfiltered,
where we talk about the do's, the don'ts, and the what the fucks of real estate.
Make sure to follow us on social media. We are at Agents Unfiltered on TikTok and Instagram. And today we are talking about how to not come across as an MLM.
Yeah. To your sphere.
To your sphere.
Yeah, pretty easy to do, especially when people are eager in the beginning and don't really know how to talk yet.
Yes.
And they're like, it's cool, I'll just pull this script off Google, it'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're send it to everyone on their Facebook page.
All of Facebook.
Yes. Text all their contacts.
Or like, I know you've had this happen before. I haven't, just I think because I've been a realtor, so I'm not going to ask me for my contact info. But you've had quite a few people asking me, like, I have to get 200 people in my database.
Yes.
And so
multiple times, like, can I get your name, phone number, email address, because I need this many people to put in my database?
And I'm like, you're great, but no thanks for the spam.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, it's spam. Like, yeah. I think about the MLM stuff, and what I always think of when I think of MLM is when people withhold info. You know, like, oh, they'll do a teaser, and then it's like, to find out more, you have to sign up, or you have to attend a class, or you have to whatever. And I feel like that is just so the opposite.
It's
of
about
what we
creating
should be doing.
Curiosity. I was actually a part of an MLM briefly because I really
liked
the product.
I still what do. Kind? I know you can't say the name, but like, give us like a hint.
It was like a collagen product, and I have messed up joints. My joints are a disaster, and it helped with my joint pain and my gut health. But then the MLM world is just, it's kind of crazy. And that's what they teach you, is you need to create curiosity. Yeah. Don't tell people what you are. Yeah. Get them to come into your inbox and then send them the links and do the things. And it just always felt kind of underhanded. Like, you couldn't just be real about what you were.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like, I feel like a lot of the people who do MLMs hop from one MLM to another.
Yes.
You know, like, they're always picking up a new one. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I feel like if we're grouping ourselves into that category and we're attacking people that way, then they don't take us seriously because they're like, oh, this is just like,
it's a phase, or it's the flavor,
the flavor of the week. And then next week,
imagine you're going out on dates with people and you think, oh, like, he's taking me out on a date. Like, we're going to get to know each other. And you found out, like, you're the sixth person that he asked that day and you're just the first to say yes. You're like, oh, that loses a little bit of, like, valor.
100%. That's a really good way to look at it. I like that.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah.
Well, and then the whole, the amount of times that there's been girls that I haven't talked to since high school, and they pop in my inbox, and I'm like, like, maybe they saw something I posted. Yeah. And they're like, what's up? And it's like, hey, girly. It always
every
starts.
Time.
Hey, girly. And you're just like, ah, shit.
Yes. And like,
every time.
And I feel like that's part of it, too, is, like, the bait and switch with, like, that kind of thing, where you're like, oh, someone's actually interested in, like, hey, I haven't talked to you in forever, and I'd like to, like,
connect.
Reconnect and whatever. Yeah. And you're, like, excited for that. And then you realize there's an ulterior motive. And then it takes away any wanting to deal with that person.
Yeah. I will say I have bought some stuff from MLMs and, like, do, but it's always from people who aren't pushy. Like, they post about it. They're like, this is what I have. This is what I do. But they're never people that are always trying to push you into it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like.
Yes.
Like, I'll come to you if I want something. Mm-hmm. And if you're not someone that's constantly pestering me to do it, I'm going to want to get it from you. And that's when I do it.
Yeah. I think that that's so important. I think it just cheapens us otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, cheapens our business. Mm-hmm. And for MLMs with product, like, they want to sell the product to everyone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, would we like to sell homes to everyone? Sure. But so much of our business is building that referral business.
Yes.
And you're not going to have people coming back. So, because I've done the same thing. I bought MLM stuff before, you know, of course.
Yeah. But there's some good products out there.
But I don't like when it's constantly like, well, let me, like, rope you in.
It's a little shady.
Host a party.
Oh, my gosh. That's like, one time I won free makeup from Mary Kay and a free facial, but I didn't know that it was going to be her trying to sell me stuff while she ripped lotion on my face for like 20 minutes. And
oh,
I was stuck.
It's like that, like, underhanded, like, bait and switch kind of thing. Like, oh, look, could she win something? But actually,
and it's like, you know, it's enough of, like, an a-hole to just not get anything at that point.
Right.
So it's like,
Well, Andy, think about, like, I can't even tell you how many emails I get from people trying to sell stuff, right? Like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of it, too, is we're just bombarded with information from buy this and get this and join this and whatever. And so, like, even emails we send, I feel like, have to be really intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's like, if I'm sending out something where I'm talking to multiple people, I'll rewrite it each time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not copy-paste, copy-paste, copy-paste. Because you can tell when someone's just like sending out like an automated like robot thing, and mm-hmm. you know, you're just
did
like,
you know, oh. if you do that on Facebook, they'll shut your account down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you go one after another after
if
another.
If you copy paste messages to people, they would, and that when I was a part of an MLM, they would tell people, make sure to change your message a little bit every time because Facebook will lock you out of your account if you do it too much too fast.
Because you're literally spamming people.
Yeah.
God.
I'm glad. Actually, I know, I'm really freaking glad.
That's so good.
So, yeah,
yeah, they'll shut you out of your account. So that,
that's awesome.
Yeah. There's like a little Facebook timeout is what they called it.
Good. They should.
Should be put in timeout.
You're in timeout.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it just, I feel like it puts a bad taste in everyone's mouth when you're like, and I, MLMs work for certain people and like that tool and whatever and make your money.
Some people like make a whole business out of it.
They do. But you kind of make your business on the backs of others.
Yeah.
Because you're literally like, not everyone is going to make that. People spend the money to buy in.
Yeah.
And that's how the people higher up usually make their money. And so the people lower down don't make any money.
No.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is kind of.
Yeah.
Jacked up.
Well, usually you have to spend money to make money anyway. You have to buy the products yourself or...
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And I just... That was a wash.
Yeah. And I feel like so many times I've had people who are like, this product's so great, blah, blah, blah. I love this product so much. And then 2 months later, they're into another product.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. And I don't know. I feel like even just as a person, I'm like... Do you know who you are? Do you know what you like? You know?
Right. Because anyone can tell you something's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's kind of culty, and I have to stay away because I'll get sucked into that shit. I'll be like, yeah.
I don't know. It is fun.
They make it such a fun group. I'm just like, oh my God, this is a blast.
I went on trips with the one that I was a part of.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's a really fun community, but you don't. It does start to feel kind of yucky and deceptive, and you really like, unless you're able to get so many people to sign up underneath you, which I just loved the product. And so then it just ended up costing and it wasn't really worth it.
Yeah. Might as well just buy the product.
But it was fun. Yeah. Like I liked the people who were a part of it. And
well, and I feel like MLMs can cost a lot of people like friendships.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, if you supported me as a friend, you'd buy from me.
Yes. Oh, that's dangerous.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Well, and that's like in real estate too. Like I've seen relationships broken over people not choosing their friend as their realtor. And it just like, it makes me sad. So I'm like, you've been friends with this person for yada, yada years. And yeah, maybe you felt like they should use you, but just because they didn't, that means that they don't deserve your friendship anymore. Like that's the kind of stuff that irks me. I'm like, would it be nice to work with your friends? Yes. But if for some reason they want to work with someone else, you have to just like respect it. Like it's not a big deal. Life moves on. It was a transaction that you didn't even know existed, you know, until it was brought up. Like it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No. Well, and I think sometimes it's how it's handled too.
Yeah.
You know, like I've definitely had a couple that have stung a lot.
Yeah.
But it was how it was handled. It wasn't the, like they used someone else. It was the
shadiness.
But a lot of times people who are going through like a big life change don't necessarily want their friend involved in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a divorce or something like that. They don't always want, you know.
I feel really personal and raw.
Yeah. I've even had people where I've represented them on plenty of transactions before. And then they went through a divorce and hired someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think it was just too close to home. And I'm like, I totally get that. It's
totally.
But now that we've totally talked about how much we hate MLMs.
Oh my gosh. We way side tangented.
How do we go about marketing to our sphere without coming off like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially I think as a new agent, like just starting out in the business, if you're newer, if you're trying to build your client base, how do you do that?
Well, what I did is it wasn't ever anything like I was personally messaging people. Like it'd just be a post on my page like, hey, doing this now, or so excited to have my license, or if I've got a listing, or if there's like a cool house, like just pop it up on your personal page and be like, this is, you know, what I'm doing right now, yada, yada. But then the only time I've really personally reached out to people is if I see them asking specific questions and I'm like, oh, here, I'm here to help you if you need it. Like I do this. And so that's when I directly reach out to people, but I haven't really done anything else, but I've also, you've gotten people off Facebook and I never have.
So. Yeah, but I've never done it in a pushy way. I have messaged people just to say, just to give value of, hey, we have a newsletter, you know, you live in the community. If you want to be a part of it, I would love to add you. If not, that's totally fine. And so I've sent those out to people that I know that live in the community, but then I just like, every month or so do a post that's somehow related to real estate to let people know that I'm a realtor. Mm-hmm. And there have been multiple times where people that are on my feed don't realize I'm a realtor, don't realize I cover the area that I cover, mm-hmm. and see the post in passing and then have reached out and said, I need to sell my house. I'm looking to buy. And they're usually posts like, hey, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a realtor. Or like, at my anniversary, I do like a, I just celebrated my second year in real estate. I'm so excited, you know. Mm-hmm. And then put, if you're looking for a realtor, these are the areas I cover. I just try and make it like, this is who I am. This is what I do. And then people can see it, but it's never like, use me as your realtor. I'm the greatest one around. It's just like something that like,
yeah.
And then those posts are always the one that get me something.
But also like you're already engaged with them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that's a big part of it is like, you're not reaching out to people who you haven't talked to in 15 years and they are like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like acting like you care. And then you're literally sending them a specific message of like, hey, we have this newsletter. If you're interested, would love to add you on to it. If not, that's totally fine. Right.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Or like you get comments from people, but like you're already engaged. And I think that's a big part of it too, is like being engaged with this, your sphere outside of just creating, like customers. Like I watched this video the other day and I forget his name, but he's great. He like does lots of inspirational stuff, but he said,
Jordan Peterson.
No, Gary, I forget.
And oh yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
He's and he Instagram. Said, most people don't want clients. They want customers. Mm-hmm. And he said like, that's the problem, or they don't want community. They want customers.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is that people say they want community, but instead of actually taking the effort to make a community and create community and do all of that, they just treat every person like they're a customer.
Yes.
And he said, now he's like very famous at this point. I don't know what his following looks like, but a lot. Mm-hmm. But he said for the first like few years, he responded to every single tweet he ever got, every single message, every single, and he's like, now it's out of control and it can't.
Yes.
But he still checks it and tries to. He's like, I'd go to bed at like 2 a.m. because I'd be responding to like every single thing. And I'm like, That's
good impressive. Though, because you're making people feel, I need to be better about that on when I like post something, responding to every comment. Because I'm so bad about going back and responding to everyone because it just gets really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because like it's just a little personal touches.
Just throw a little heart.
Personal touches.
Yeah. But like thanks, I see you. Yeah. Thank you for commenting kind of thing. Because I was like, you really do have to build that.
Yeah.
That basis. And there's so many great ways to do it besides like getting involved with
being involved in the community. And it's like, you know, when you're involved in the community, when you're doing things, you're naturally meeting people. And it shouldn't be like you go up to everyone at an event that you're helping put on and be like, here's my business card. Do you need a realtor?
Gosh, how embarrassing.
I'm the one for you. Are you looking to sell? Want to know what your house is worth? But just naturally in conversation with people, like, oh, what do you do for a living? You know, oh, yeah, I'm in real estate. I love this community. Just making it a natural part of conversation as you're a part of the community and doing things. Mm-hmm. And then if someone needs a realtor, your face may be the one that pops up.
Yes.
And you didn't push them. You didn't say, like, here's my business card. Make sure you know.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people where they always hear like fake it till you make it. And so they put on this like huge confidence act and it's
too much.
So cringy.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing to want to believe in yourself and to be this thing. But then there's like a point where you're overdoing it so much to where it's like a turnoff and it feels fake and people don't want to be near it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a huge thing too with like, to compare it to MLMs is like they're hyping them up to be their best selves and do all this. Like there's just so much going into it like that. Where then these girls are trying to match personalities with top producers. And it's not that you can't ever and won't ever, but when you're trying to match a personality of something that's not you, people can smell that from a mile away.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. It's so true.
Yep.
And this is a profession. This isn't just a, like any, you know, like sign up for $100 and then go sell things, you know, like there are people that treat this business like that, but this is an actual profession. This is like, you know, something that you have to like hone in your skills and learn new things all the time and be well-versed in. And so I think when people get that undeserved confidence in it, it is, it just kind of cheapens the entire industry, you know, of like, oh, well, if this person can do it and they've been doing it for 1 month, but they're saying, you know, like they have this confidence, like they've been doing it for 20 years, then
It makes it look like, oh, that's so easy. Anyone can do it. And it takes away the value.
Yes. When there's so much more that goes, and it's like easy to fake it like you know what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that as you're walking through a transaction, you're going to be able to know all the, like, well, we're always learning.
Yeah. And there's difference between confidence. Yes. Like, I can do this, I know, and I have a support system behind me, and I can ask the questions, and I'm going to learn, and I am teachable. There's that confidence. And then there's like the arrogance slash, I'm just going to bulldoze my way through this, you know?
Yeah.
They're very different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people can smell it for.
And people can also smell desperation of like, I need this money. I need this paycheck. I need this. And it's so, clients are so quickly to run if you give off that vibe.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's just like, this is my profession and I really care about it, like, I would love to help you.
And then you don't have to. Like, I think that's the other thing too is, you know, you want to be an information giver, you know, but when your Facebook feed, not your professional one, but like your personal one is only business.
Yeah.
I think that also mirrors like the MLM thing.
Yeah.
There's constantly something out there MLM related as opposed to just, you know, obviously touching on it, like reminders, like I'm in the business and I would love to help you.
But that's like such a small part of my personal stuff.
Yes. But it's different on your business page. Yes. Like absolutely that should be mostly business and a little bit of personal, but personal should be mostly personal and a little bit of business.
Right.
So,
because it can help people feel like they know you and it feels so much more personal. Like it's like, there's no agenda. I'm just, this is just my life.
Yeah.
But I also do this if you ever need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think is when we do marketing, like, so outside of social media, when we do things like mailings or email campaigns or, you know, like we do one where we, you know, send people their value, like or our newsletter or anything like that. It's like, you have to add value. There has to be something there for the people. It's not going to be for everyone and not everyone's going to open it. And not everyone's going to want to care about it. But if you're not adding value to what you're sending people, you might as well just throw it in the garbage. That's my thought on it, because nobody cares. Like, no one cares if you think you're the best.
Right.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. They want to see, like, what can you...
so much farther in life if that matters.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Fair.
But, they're like, okay, well, great. You're a realtor. Glad that you've been doing this, or you've sold 100 homes or whatever you're touting. Uh-huh. But like, how can you help me as the consumer?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You selling 100 homes doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
What if the homes are like all in another location way far away? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to add value.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think there's a lot of great ways to do that with like statistics, info on the market, info on like the direct area, like stuff to do. I mean, there's so many different ways you can go about it, but I, you know, like also like the cutesy stuff I think can get a little old. Like the, let me send you a recipe. You know what I mean? Like that used to be a really big thing in real estate. I don't think it is so much anymore, but it used to be like, we'll send out a postcard with a recipe and my face on it. And
oh my gosh. I mean?
And it had nothing to do with real estate. And it used to be like, literally, I can't even tell you how many times.
How funny.
And like, yes, okay, there's value in that. It's like,
were you sending recipes with your face on them?
I would add it in sometimes to my newsletter, because like, that's what all the big, like, you know, that's what they would do.
And you're like, why not?
It's hysterical.
Oh my gosh. It was like before social media really took off.
Yes.
That was like, I swear that was the thing. And I'm like, now I'm like, if I see someone send me a recipe in the mail with their face attached, it's going in the garbage. Yeah. I don't care how good the recipe. I mean, it's just a weird thing, because it's like, you're not adding any value in your area of expertise to those people. Right. And I'm not saying you can't include something crazy in whatever you're doing. Like, you can include something, but
people are way more likely to engage with it, whether it's on social media or a mailer or whatever, if there's value in it for them, something that's like benefiting them or helping them learn something or information about the market that they didn't know. Like, that's way more likely to draw someone's attention.
Yes. And then it keeps you in front of them. So like, even if they're not interested in buying or selling anytime soon, like, they're more likely to pick it up and like just kind of browse through it, like a newsletter or something. Right. And they're more likely to open it up and be like, oh, that's interesting information before they toss it.
Totally.
Like the thing we send out that gives people the value of their homes, like monthly or quarterly or whatever. last night I'd sent it to like, a new client who just bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize, like, that night, I sent it like 2 days ago, and they're like, mentioned it last night. And they're like, oh my gosh, I just like saw the values and I saw the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's the thing. Like they, yes, they look forward to right. opening it. Yes. And on that, I can go back through and see who all's open it.
Yeah, which is so
good. And it's great because I have a way higher open rate on stuff like that than on random.
It's completely personal. Like it's only for that. Like
personalized.
Yeah. And it doesn't even give them a specific value. It just gives them a range and information on the market.
Yes.
And I think that's the stuff that people want, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're not keeping the info from them.
And right. Close yes. to it's more exclusive as opposed to inclusive.
Inclusive.
It's not like secretive and you have to be super special. No, like it's this is available and I would love to share it with you. I'm not going to hold anything back.
Yeah. Right. Or like when people ask you for information, like out and about, right? If you're like doing something outside of real estate and people ask you for information, I feel like if you're willing to take the time to actually answer questions and talk to your sphere about things, like I can't tell you how many times I met like a game night or something like that. And people ask questions about real estate. And I love it. Like anytime, I'm always happy to answer questions. And I think that's the vibe I give out, which is why a lot of people ask me questions, which I'm glad because that's what I want. I want people to ask me because it's our profession. I want I love talking about it. But I also have known people, not necessarily just in this industry, but in general, where you ask them questions and they just are like, it's not work. Like we're not at work right now. And like they don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
And I'm like,
well, and then imagine how awkward you make that person. Like, they're definitely not coming to you.
They're not coming to you again. No. Like, don't shut people down.
I just had a someone who, a long time ago, she is a friend, and she had just had a question because she was working through, like, a for sale by owner. And, I mean, obviously, I can't give that much advice because, you know, but I did just kind of give her a little bit of help. Just like answered a question for her and, you know, like wasn't like, oh, why didn't you use me or like anything. I was just like, like I hope the process goes well. And now she's like referred her mom to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that can come back around.
Absolutely.
In a beautiful way when you're just like caring about someone and wanting to like see them be successful and not, you know, oh, well, I'm not going to give you that piece of information.
Absolutely.
It's like whenever people post on Facebook about like anyone know any lenders, blah, blah, blah. Like I'll reach out to them separately and I'll send them a few different ones that I like to use.
Yeah.
The reasons that I like using different realtors and just be like, so good luck. There it is. Because at the end of the day, even if they don't use me, like they know that they can come to me for help. And they know that if they need advice or if they need questions answered, they can refer someone over to me and be like, oh, like she's happy to answer questions. Like it's just, I don't know. Also, I don't feel like I'm a selfish person to where I'm like wasting my time. Like how arrogant do you have to be like, unless you're giving me money, I don't owe you a single piece of me. Like, ew.
It is gross. It is gross. It is gross. Yeah. Not a fan.
No.
Earlier, Danielle and I were talking about, there's this thing where if you put a sticker on the back of an envelope, they like say that it can get open, which I'm sure it works.
Like if you say like, put a little sticker that says like, you're invited or happy birthday or confidential info or whatever.
Oh.
Then I'm sure they get open more. But also it brought me straight to sitting on my stairs yesterday when something said it was time sensitive. And I was like, crap, who sent me to collections? And then it was like something where it was like, get a loan for blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, it gave me a heart attack.
Instant stress.
Yes. But it's like, I personally don't want to be grouped into that box.
No,
I got you. Thanks. No, yeah,
and it's misleading.
It is. So, and I get like different things work for different people, but, you know, people are getting bombarded with information right now. They're getting bombarded with like, sell your home. I mean, they really are.
Everything.
And so I feel like there's a happy medium in there, but when you're especially like your sphere is going to be your main long-term, your sphere is going to be like of past clients, personal contacts, whatever, they're going to be the people who really carry you in this business.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you burn them out when you're new.
Oh, you're burning your sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a good route
to go.
No,
it's not a
great
start.
Really interesting to me. And sometimes I wonder, and this could, I don't know for sure. I mean, I definitely know some companies do this. I don't know if all the ones that request this do it, but they ask for all these contacts, right? They'll say, oh, we want 200 contacts before you start or whatever the number is. And that person runs around and gets them, right? Well, what is our average rate of people not making in this business? Like 95% after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all those contacts go into the main person's database.
Yep.
And so when that person leaves, that main person has all these contacts they keep reaching out to.
Yep.
So you're really, it's these people are doing more work. They're doing the work to give their contacts to, you know,
like
their
broker grants. Or their,
I mean, basically, and then they're like, okay, well, bye. Now we have these contacts that you've been marketing to. We're going to continue.
Yep.
We're expanding our sphere.
Yep.
And it's just like, you know, you've done all this work of burning out your sphere. So you've got no business so that these other people can take over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not, you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. I feel like burning out your sphere is probably just the most detrimental thing you can do.
Yeah.
You want your sphere to be like, oh my gosh, you have to use my friend or my sister or whoever, you know, instead of like, oh God, if I send this person to them, they're just going to bombard that person. And then I'm going to look bad because I've referred this person to my friend and now they're getting harassed by this friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do it. If I think someone's going to be harassed by someone, I'm like, I'm not sending them.
I'm not going to be the reason. Nope. I'm not going to be the reason.
I do not want to be associated with that.
No.
So anyways, any other thoughts?
I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah. I'm curious if anybody else has anything to add to
what's like a cringy marketing scheme that you've seen? Like, I'm just trying to think. I know I've seen something. I know I've seen something.
Personally, the knocking on the door, I hate.
Oh my gosh.
Don't come to my door.
Unless you have Girl Scout cookies.
No, unless you have Girl Scout cookies.
Oh my gosh.
Or, you know.
I saw a billboard. I think I called you about this one.
I'm so afraid to have my face that big.
Oh my gosh. But it was like, you sell your house with us today and we'll give you this much Bitcoin. And I was like, can they do that? Isn't that a kickback? I was like, what in the world? Yeah.
Not if you can't track it. Can you track Bitcoin? I don't know.
I mean,
but it was on a billboard.
You can't track Bitcoin, I don't think. But also, like, it's on a billboard there.
I was like, that is so bold.
I don't know. People try all sorts of things. It's very interesting.
The billboards always kill me. I mean, maybe they work, but I would never want my face that big.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's like earlier we were talking about like brokers opens and open houses as marketing and how a lot more people are doing like hors d'oeuvres. Or I saw one and it was like, come have lasagna with us. And I'm like, where was this when I was broke and starving and new?
You missed the boat by about 7 years.
Yeah. But it's coming back. I'm like, yeah.
It's coming back.
As the market changes.
Garfield's on her way.
I just want to know why we are not in California where they do like Botox and burgers as a broker.
Shout out Selling Sunset. We see you, Christine.
We see you, Christine. Where's my Botox?
Oh my gosh.
All
right. Well, we'll do open houses on another episode.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So
I think of all my snack ideas.
So many.
So many.
So many.
All right. Well, adios.
See you next time.
Bye.